praise you, the Lord, in Psalms 111. I ask if you would stand as we honor the reading of God's Word tonight. Miss Denise, we got a reason to praise the Lord tonight. Got a reason to praise the Lord. Psalms chapter 111 in verse number 1, it says, "Praise ye the Lord. I will praise the Lord with my whole heart in the assembly of the upright and in the congregation. Now, the works of the Lord are great, sought out of all them that have pleasure therein. His work is honorable and glorious, and his righteousness endureth forever. He hath made his wonderful works to be remembered. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion." In verse number 5, "He giveth, and he hath given meat unto them that fear him, and he will forever and he will ever be mindful of his covenant. He has showed his people the power of his works, that he may give them the heritage of the heathen." In verse 7, "The works of his hands are of verity and judgment, and his all his commandments are sure. They stand fast forever and ever, and are done in truth and uprightness." Verse 9, "He sent redemption unto his people, and he hath commanded his covenant forever. Holy and reverend is his name." In verse 10, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding have all they that do his commandments. His praise endureth forever." Lord, I come to you tonight, Father God, and I just want to thank you tonight for the report that Miss Denise gave on Brother Lee. Father God, that's an answered prayer tonight, Father God, and we thank you for that. Lord, I pray tonight for the prayer request that was asked tonight all throughout this house tonight. God, I pray that you'd move on them. God, I pray that you'd be with Brother BJ tonight. Father God, I pray that you'd move on him and his family. Lord, I pray that you keep him healthy, keep them healthy tonight, Lord. Lord, just move on them and bless them in the name of Jesus. Father God, I pray that you give him a speedy recovery. Lord, I pray that you just touch him. Lord, touch the reading of your word tonight, Father God. I pray that you bless it. Lord, I pray that you hide me behind the cross and anoint me from on high tonight, God. God, I pray, Father God, that we get tonight exactly what you'd have for us tonight. And God, I just pray that we walk out of here just in awe of what you do and just praising your name. Lord, I love you tonight and I thank you. It's in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise ye the Lord. Tonight, I just want to bring a little, just something simple. Why I praise the Lord. Why I praise the Lord. Now, everybody's got different ways of praising. Everybody's got different ways of how they show their praise. But tonight, I just want to tell you why I praise the Lord. And I believe Psalms 111, if you read throughout Psalms, especially for the next few chapters, it starts out with "Praise ye the Lord." And tonight, I believe this is where God would have us. But if you, why I praise the Lord. I praise the Lord, first of all, I praise Him for His works. I praise Him because of His works. Verse number 1, it says, "Praise ye the Lord. I will praise the Lord with my whole heart in the assembly of the upright and in the congregation." And verse 2, "The works of the Lord are great, and they are sought out of all of them that have pleasure therein." I see His works tonight, they are great. If you look back in the Bible and you flip through the Bible, you'll see His works. They're great from the beginning. They're great all the way to the end. They're great today. I want you to know I see the works of Jesus and how great they were, how He healed the blind. He healed the sick. He done all these things, man. He comforts the lonely. He done so many things that was great. You can't even begin to get into them. You can't even begin to scratch the surface of how great His works were. And that's why I praise the Lord. But tonight I see His works are great. But in verse number 3, I see that His works are glorious. In verse number 3, it says, "His work is honorable and glorious, and righteousness endureth forever." I want you to know His works are glorious. If you look back in Genesis chapter number 1, I think about the glory of God and just how glorious He is and how glorious His works are. And the Bible starts off with God's works and how He spoke into existence earth, and He spoke into existence heaven, and how glorious those things are. If you ever just sit back and look at the earth and the things around you, and that's just what we can see. That's just what the average person can see. And you can see the trees, and you can see animals running around. You can see all these things that He created and how glorious it is. Glorious are His works. But I see in verse number 5, let's start in verse number 4, talking about His works and how great they are and how glorious they are. It says, "And He hath made His wonderful works to be remembered. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion." Verse number 5, it says, "He hath given meat to them that fear Him, and He will ever be mindful of His covenant." I want you to know tonight I praise the Lord because His works, they give. Tonight His works give. John chapter number 14, I have got a bunch a bunch of verses to flip through tonight. So if I get tongue-tied and twisted, we're just going to rock the best way we can. John 14, verse 13 and 14, it says, "And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son." Verse 14, "If you ask anything in my name, I will do it." I want you to know tonight, his works, they give. They give. He gives to his children tonight. His works, he gives. Also in verse number six, it says, "And he has showed his people the power of his works, that he may give them a heritage of the heathen." And I want you to know tonight, he gives us an inheritance tonight. He gives if we ask tonight. I want you to know his works, they're great, they're glorious, and they give, but they last for generations. They last for generations. Now if you'll skip down to verse number eight, it says, "And they stand fast forever and ever." Talking about his works, that's what it says. It's talking about the works there all throughout that whole chapter. And it says, "They stand fast forever and ever. They're done in truth and uprighteousness." In verse number 10 there at the end, it says, "And his praise endureth forever." I want you to know his works they've lasted since day one. Before day one, when he spoke it, they've lasted all the way till today. They've lasted. They last for generations, and they're not going anywhere. Hebrews 13:8 says, "Jesus Christ the same yesterday and today and forever." He's not going anywhere. He lasts for generations. His works. And that's why I praise the Lord. But tonight I see tonight I not only praise him for his works, but I praise him because he is wonderful. I praise him tonight because he is wonderful. In verse number 4 it says, "And he hath made his wonderful works to be remembered." The Lord is gracious and full of compassion. I want you to know tonight that the Lord is wonderful. He is wonderful in what he does. He's wonderful in the way he appears. He's wonderful in his works. He's wonderful. But tonight he is wonderful. Why? He is wonderful because he is persistent. He's persistent in his wonder. He's persistent in what he does. It says, "The Lord is gracious and full of compassion." Tonight he's persistent with his grace. God is very persistent with his grace. In James chapter number 4, in verse number 6, man, I think about how persistent God's been in my life. I think about how persistent, how he never stops. He's always persistent with his grace. James chapter number 4 and verse 6, it says, "But he giveth more grace. Wherefore he saith, God resisteth the proud and giveth grace unto the humble." Tonight he is very persistent with his grace. In Romans chapter number 5 and verse number 20, it says, "Moreover, the law entered that the offense might abound. But where sin abounded, grace did much more abound." I want you to know he's persistent. He is full of grace and he is full of compassion tonight. He's persistent with his grace and he's persistent with his compassion. It's what the next thing was there in verse number 4. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion. Lamentations 3:22 tonight, it says, "It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not." I want you to know tonight he is persistent with his compassion. If you look in the book of Matthew, chapter number 9, I'm just going to grab one verse there, but you can read throughout the whole chapter. And he's walking through, and he's trying to make his way to places. He's trying to make his way throughout the towns, and people keep coming to him, and people keep bringing in their sickness and their illnesses. And those are the works of God, and those works are great. But that's not why he came. He came to save souls, and he knew that. He knew that, and every time he'd heal somebody, he'd say, "Make sure no man see it. Make sure no man knows it. Make sure." And I've done a study on that. Why did he always heal them and say, "Don't tell nobody"? It was because he wanted to heal, but he wanted to heal their soul first. And all these people were flocking him, and they were just surrounding him. And they didn't want spiritual healing; they wanted physical healing. And so many times we flock the throne room because we want physical healing, but we don't want spiritual healing. That's where he is in Matthew chapter number 9 and verse 36. And it says, "But when he saw all the multitudes," he got there and, man, he'd done healed all these people, "and see that no man know it." And all these people just kept flogging him, and they kept flocking him. In verse 36 it said, "But when he saw all the multitudes, he was moved with compassion." He was moved with compassion on them because they fainted and were scattered abroad as sheep, having no shepherd. But you know, he has compassion on us. He's persistent with his compassion. This weekend, as we was on the men's retreat, I got to bring a devotion and didn't really know what I was going to bring it on. And the Lord, I told y'all last week that I've been in the book of Proverbs, and I just read a chapter every day, and I got to where I needed to grow, and I needed to grow a little bit longer. So I went to another chapter in the Bible, another book in the Bible, and then I moved from there and I went to Psalms, and I've been in Psalms. Psalms is a long book to be reading, especially when you got the reading skills of a third grader like I do. But I got down to Psalms 106 when we was on the trip, and I didn't even realize this, but look how it starts off in Psalms 106:1. It says, "Praise ye the Lord." I didn't even realize that till just now, but "Praise ye the Lord." And man, I got there, and all throughout Psalms 106, they're talking about how they had been with their fathers, and they had sinned like their fathers, and talking about the Israelites, and verse number 9 talking about how he had split the Red Sea. I'm going to make a mess up here. It's talking about how God had split the Red Sea for them, and he had delivered them from their enemies. And it says they got there, and it says in verse 12, they believed his words and they sang his praise. But in verse 13, it says they soon forgot his works. They soon forgot his works. And man, from there, it's just a downslide. From there, it was just a downslide on what they done. And it said they forgot his works, and they started building. They made calves and molten images, and they started praising them things instead of praising God. If you read on down in verse 36, they served their idols, and they had to sacrifice their sons and daughters unto devils, and they shed innocent blood, and they were defiled, and man, they had just got plumb nasty. They had just got plumb nasty. And if you look in verse 23 there in Psalms 106, it says, "Therefore he said," this is talking about God, "he would destroy them." God said he was going to destroy them. Had not Moses, his chosen, stood before him in the breach. And boy, I got to thinking on that, and I got to thinking about how persistent God is with his grace. And boy, I got to thinking about how persistent God is with his compassion. And well, he was persistent right here. He was persistent with that compassion. And he showed compassion on them because a man of God stood in the gap there, and a man of God stood there, and he stood in the breach. He protects them. Had Moses not have been there, them folks was about to get destroyed. They was about to get destroyed. And as I got to studying that, and I got to reading on that, and I was reading through that, through Psalms 111, it brought me back here to how persistent he was. And man, I got to thinking. Boy, I got to thinking about how Union Chapel just needs somebody to stand in the breach. How Union Chapel just needs a man of God or a woman of God to stand in the breach and say, "Hey, Satan's not going to destroy us today. Satan's not going to destroy this church today. Satan's not going to get in this church today. And if he does, I'm not going to let God tear it. God's not going to tear this place down because he's finding favor in me, and I'm standing in the gap. I'm standing in the breach." Tonight, I just wonder how many homes have got a daddy that's going to stand in the breach tonight. I just wonder how many homes have got a mama that's going to stand in the breach for your kids tonight. I just wonder how many people's going to stand in the breach tonight. We're down a pastor. We're down. Hey, times is rocky around here. We're still going strong. We're still doing things the same old way, but it's different. Y'all can tell. I can tell. Hey, I ain't crazy. Things are different. Tonight, we need somebody that's going to stand in the breach and say, "I'm going to worship God no matter what." Tonight, we need somebody, some men of God that's going to stand in the breach and worship no matter what comes, because he is wonderful in his works, and we're going to praise him because he's persistent with his grace and he's persistent with his compassion. But I see tonight he's not only persistent, but he's also proven. He's proven tonight. Verse number 7, it says, "And the works of his hands are verity," which means truth. "And the works of his hands are verity and judgment," truth and judgment. "All his commandments are sure." I want you to know tonight he's been proven. Verse number 8 says, "They stand fast forever and ever and are done in truth and uprightness tonight. He's proven because He is true. Titus 1:2 says He's a God that cannot lie tonight. He is proven. He's been proven to be true tonight. He's wonderful because He's been proven. He's wonderful tonight because He's been proven to stand. Isaiah chapter number 40 and verse number 8. Isaiah 40 and verse number 8 says, "The grass withereth and the flower fadeth, but the word of God shall stand forever." I want you to know tonight, He is proven to stand. He is proven to be true tonight, but He is proven to be faithful. He is proven to be faithful tonight. 2 Thessalonians chapter number 3 and verse number 3. 2 Thessalonians 3 and verse number 3, it says, "But the Lord is faithful, who shall establish you and keep you from evil." Tonight, I want you to know tonight, He's wonderful because He's persistent. He's wonderful because He's been proven tonight. He's proven to be true. He's proven to stand. And He's proven to be faithful. But tonight, I'm in a group chat with the worship team for Wednesday nights and getting songs together and all that. But I didn't sing nothing, so I didn't orchestrate nothing. But tonight, He's wonderful because He prepares. And tonight He's preparing us a mansion over in that hilltop. Tonight He is wonderful because He prepares. Back in the book of John in chapter number 14, it talks about what He's preparing. And you hear Brother BJ say all the time, hey, He ain't preparing no shack. And He's not. Hey, that place we stayed in this weekend, it was a it was nice, man. It was nice. But it was a shed. That's what Brother Cullen kept calling it. Hey, we're going to go back to the shed. Hey, God ain't building that over there. He's building mansions. He don't want you're not going to. He's not going to build something that's not pure. He's not going to build something that is not the best. And tonight in John 14, He says, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in Me. In My Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto Myself, that where I am, there you may be also." I want you to know tonight, I got to thinking about how that place that He's preparing is wonderful. Man, that place He's preparing is a wonderful place. That place He's preparing, a mind cannot even begin to fathom what He is preparing. And if you read on over in Revelation chapter number 20, it talks about how there's a wall of jasper. I have no idea what jasper is, but I know it's going to be pretty when I get there. Hey, I don't know what he was throwing out all kinds of names and them things in the book of Revelation 20. Man, I ain't never heard of them things, but I know it's going to look good. Hey, it ain't going to be no shack on the hill over there. I want you to know tonight, He's building things. He's preparing something that's going to be wonderful. He talks about a city of gold in Revelations. He talks about a street of gold in Revelations. He talks about the pearl gates. But what got me there is in the book of Revelations, He talks about how there is no sun and there is no moon. There is no sun and there is no moon because God is the light. He is the light of the world. He is the light of heaven tonight. It says He prepares a place. That place is going to be wonderful, and I cannot wait to get there. It says, I praise the Lord tonight for His works. I praise the Lord tonight because He is wonderful. But I got down and, I got to thinking about how willingly He was. Well, I praise the Lord tonight for His willingness. Willingness to do what? I got to think about how wonderful that place was and how wonderful heaven is and how wonderful heaven's going to be when we get there. And He was willing to leave heaven. He was willing to leave that wonderful place. Back in the book of Romans, chapter number 5, well, He was willing to leave. He was willing to lay down His life for me tonight. Romans chapter number 5, and verse 6 through 8, it says, "For when we were yet without strength in due time, Christ died for the ungodly." He was willing to leave. He was willing to lay down His life. Verse number 8. "But God commended His love toward us. While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." But you know tonight, He was willing to leave. He was willing to lay down His life. But He was willing to love me. Boy, I got thinking about how there in Romans chapter number 5, how it says, when we were yet without strength. Okay, yeah, I had one bad time. I wasn't as strong as I should have been. Yeah, he died for that too, but verse number 8, it says, while we were yet sinners, man, filthy and nasty. He didn't die for us when we were at our best. He died for us when we was at our worst. Man, when you was at your worst and when you're at your, man, just nasty and filthy, man, he died for you at that moment. He died for you then. Not only did he die for you, but he chose to love you. He chose to love you. In John chapter number 15, in verse number 9, it says, as the Father have loved me, so have I loved you. Man, he loves us tonight. He was willing to leave. He was willing to die, and he was willing to love us. John 15:12, it says, this is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. A greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. You are my friends if you do whatsoever I command you. In verse 16 there it says, you have not chosen me, but I have chosen you. Tonight I want you to know he was willing to leave. He was willing to lay down his life for you, but he was willing to love you tonight. He loved you at your worst. He loved you as a friend. He loved you as a brother. He loves you as a son. It talks about how in verse 13 there, greater love have no man than this, than a man lay down his life for his friends. Proverbs 18:24 says that he is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother tonight. I want you to know he was willing tonight to die for you. He was willing tonight to love me even at my worst. And I praise him. I do. I praise him for what he's done. I praise him for what he's done in my life. I praise him for the works, and I praise him for how wonderful he is. I praise him that he was willing. But all those things are for everybody. Man, his works are wonderful to a lost man. His works are great to a lost man. They're great in the church. They're great out in the world. They're great for everybody, his works are. He's wonderful and glorious and all that to a lost man. Man, if you could prove that God done that, man, they'd be astounded. They'd be astounded how wonderful and how glorious he is. And he was willing to die for a lost man. That's what the book of Romans says. He was willing to die for a lost man. But tonight I praise the Lord because he has won my soul. Hey, I praise the Lord because he's won my soul tonight. Galatians 2:20. Galatians 2 and verse 20. It says, for I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live, I live in the flesh. I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Verse 21, I do not frustrate the grace of God. For if righteousness come by the law, then Christ is dead in vain. I want you to know tonight, he won my soul, and I thank him for that. Ephesians 6 and verse 12 says, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood. Hey, I want you to know tonight, I told y'all at the start here that, hey, I'm scared to death. I'm scared to death. I'm not scared that the church is going to fall. I'm not scared of that. Hey, Satan's not. I don't believe he has a place here. I don't believe he does. I think there's some strong men and women in this church that, hey, they won't allow him to have his way. But just as I talked last week about beware. Beware. Satan, he's just wanting to get his head in. He's wanting to just get in your family just any which way he can. But tonight, I'm telling you, beware. And I say this because I've been there. Brother Riley's preaching. I think I might just stay home tonight. I think I'm, you know, kind of tired. Brother Riley, he's all right, but he's not no Brother BJ, you know. Hey, Wednesday night, hey, man, I've had a long day at work. Brother Jake, hey, he ain't no good. Hey, we're going to stay at home tonight. Beware. Ephesians 6:12 says, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood. Hey, ain't nobody pulling your arm making you come here. Ain't nobody pulling your arm making you stay at home. Ain't nobody pulling my arm trying to get me down out of the pulpit. Ain't nobody pulling my arm trying to find excuses of why I can't preach and this and that. Ain't nobody pulling my arm. Verse 12, it says, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and against powers and against rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Hey, tonight he's won my soul, but Satan's trying to get it. Tonight he's won your soul, but Satan's still trying to get it. Satan's still trying to get to your family. Satan's still trying to get to your, he's trying to get it every way he can in your life. He's trying to steal you. Satan's won, or Jesus has won me, but Satan's still trying to win me tonight, and it just ain't going to work. Tonight I brought that up because, hey, if you stay at home and you say, it ain't worth going tonight, Brother Jake's going to put me to sleep, it just ain't going to work. If this rock's on for 8 weeks, your soul's going to be dry. Wednesday night, I was telling Brother David, Wednesday nights is where I draw from. That's why I'm so scared, man. Wednesday nights is where I draw my strength from. I get to see the knowledge, and I get to see the wisdom of Brother BJ and how God's poured into him. And man, I've been here the whole time Brother BJ's been here. Man, I've seen him grow, man. I'm sure he's seen me grow too, I'm sure, but I hope he has. But man, I've seen him grow from how he was when he was a young preacher and just starting out and didn't want to make nobody mad, didn't want to step on no feelings. And but I've seen him grow into the man he is today. And man, it's encouraging. It's encouraging to sit back on a Wednesday night and just get a little bit of what God's given him. And Satan's wanting to destroy that tonight. Satan is wanting to get in there. And it says, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and rulers of the darkness of this world and spiritual wickedness in high places. And tonight, I want you to know, Satan, he's wanting to get in my mind. He's wanting to get in my family. He's wanting to get in my heart. And he's wanting to pull me every which way I can. And if I sit at home, I'm going to be dry. If I sit at home, I'm going to be dry. Tonight, if you sit at home, you're going to be dry. And it won't be long you'll forget how good he's been to you, and you'll forget how wonderful his works have been. You'll forget how great his works have been. You'll forget how willing he was to leave heaven for you. You'll forget, and you say, I won't forget. Yes, you will. Yes, you will. You draw strength from these people. You draw strength from these four walls. You draw strength from seeing other believers, it encourages you. You may not see it, but it does. You may not feel it, but it does. It encourages you. It gives you strength. And tonight, I don't want to get to the place in my life where I forget how good he's been and how willing he was to step down from heaven. I don't want to get to the place where I forget how awesome and how wonderful and how glorious he is. Because as soon as I forget those things, I'll stop praising him. As soon as I forget those things, I'll stop praising him. Tonight, I just want to reflect on how good he's been. Tonight, I just want to praise the Lord. If you read on down in Psalms, the next chapter, and I think even the next chapter, it starts out with praise ye the Lord. Tonight, if Satan's on you, you start praising. Tonight, if Satan's coming against you, you start praising. Tonight, if you ain't got nothing going on in your life, you find a way to praise him tonight. Tonight, if you're down in the dumps and you got reports that ain't good, hey, you got relationships that ain't good, you got things that are going on in your life that ain't good, hey, work ain't good, your job ain't good, your marriage ain't good, hey, you find a way to start praising him. You just see how God will pick you up out of that miry clay. Tonight, I want you to know, tonight I'm going to find a way. In the next 8 weeks, 4 weeks, 3 weeks, 6 weeks, 6 months, 6 years, I don't know, I'm going to find a way to praise the Lord. Tonight, we're going to find a way tonight here at Union Chapel to praise the Lord. Lord, I come to you tonight, Father God, and I just want to thank you. Lord, I thank you so much for an opportunity to share what you've given me. Lord, tonight, last week I gave Satan a lot of credit. I gave him a lot of credit at how good he was at what he does, Father, but I know that you are better. Lord, greater is he that lives in me than he that liveth in the world tonight, and I want you to know tonight that I just praise you for that. I praise you for the praise reports we got in this place tonight, God. God, I praise you tonight, Father God, that you were willing to step down from heaven. God, you had it all. God, you had everything that you could ever imagine. Anything you wanted, you could snap your fingers or you could just speak it, Father God, and you had it right then. Lord, I thank you tonight, Father God, and I praise you tonight, Lord, that you stepped down from heaven anyway. Lord, just to save my soul. Lord, somebody as filthy and somebody as filthy as me, Lord. Lord, I thank you for that. Lord, I pray tonight, Father God, that you be with each and every person in this room. Father God, I pray that you bless them. Lord, the ones that are hear this over the internet, Father God, I pray that you bless them. Touch them, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray tonight, Father God, that we'd find a reason in every circumstance to praise the Lord. Lord, I love you tonight, Father. It's in Jesus' name. Amen.